Next, Carla, I can't tell if the next individuals want to come up together or separately.
They do want to come up together.
Very good.
Okay.
Go ahead and call them up.
Sure. Item 954, request of Amy Wilson to address council regarding 3.96 code change. 955, request of John Tepley to address council regarding neighborhood associations. And 956, request of Avery Picard to address council regarding 3.96 code change. And 957, request of Claire Coleman Evans to address council regarding the proposed changes to 3.96.
Good morning. Welcome.
The fourth person.
Okay. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Very good. Thank you.
My name is John Tepley, and I'm with the Elizabeth Jones Arts Center. I wish to thank Commissioner Hugh Daly for coming to the Elizabeth Jones Arts Center during the Neighborhood Association's Rock exhibit and meeting with us. I will admit that I was totally charmed, and when we talked, and any time you would like to come back to the Arts Center, it would be my pleasure to give you a personal tour. And I wish to thank Mayor Wheeler, who also came to the Arts Center with his wife and family. And thank you for the encouragement about putting up the 2-foot-by-1-mile mural project. We finally found a city site to exhibit, and we put up 5 city blocks of the project, and it was amazing. Thank you. A few years back, I had the privilege to give testimony to the City Council. This was for the vacation of a traffic island in St. John's called Ivy Island. I was against a vacation, and the then Neighborhood Association was for it. Through the process, I submitted a petition with 1,700 signatures, and we had a postcard campaign about the subject. It was the most pleasurable sight to walk into Amanda Fritz's office and see piles of postcards on her desk concerning Ivy Island. And yes, I also started the postcard campaign about the code change, you know, kind of my MO. And I would like to thank Commissioner Fish for actually seeing our group and listening to an Ivy Island presentation. This was the most amazing experience for me. I was just this guy in the neighborhood who had an objection to an official neighborhood association position. And here I was meeting with the city commissioners, and their staff were returning my phone calls. Though I wasn't part of the official neighborhood association, my stature and my voice was elevated because of the Neighborhood Association. I lost that fight for Ivy Island. What is important is that even though I was outside the Neighborhood Association, we were playing by the same rules. These rules were published, and you could go to what was then ONI, read the rules, and find the staff to help you understand them. There was a thick booklet that contained the official guidelines that was public and that everyone had access to. It created a safe and transparent place with structure that allowed any person the opportunity to engage in local issues through the Neighborhood Association. Much of this was troublesome and hard to do, but it was all above board and amazing to see in motion. It kept everybody honest, democracy in its purest form, a safe place for civic engagement for everyone. Strong support of coalitions is a belief in democracy is the best system, and that every voice in our community should be valued and respected. And that's what I would like to see, is strong support of our coalitions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners and mayor. My name is Claire Coleman Evans. A major concern of neighborhood associations and residents of Portland is feeling like they have not been properly informed about this code change process in a timely manner. Going forward, I would hope that everyone is willing to work together and be well informed far in advance of the process of a realistic schedule to be set for everyone. Along those lines, there is still much confusion as to what the immediate and long-term and processes will be in the future. All of this uncertainty and divisiveness is challenge at best for coalitions and neighborhood associations, which have been a model of strength nationally recognized for providing communication and transparency between the city and the people of Portland. Rather than destroy the current neighborhood association, we should work together to strengthen and make sure it continues to work for all of Portlanders while also being open to other models of engaging residents. What would really help ease the tensions and adversarial process that has occurred is to renew the coalition's contract for another 5 years. I would also like to know, what will the November 14th council session be about? Will this be a first reading? Will this be a vote requested? In an email to the disbanded code committee on November 7th, but was not shared with the public, indicated that an ordinance, an administrative rule, and a resolution would be presented to council. A resolution to convey a multi-bureau work group to review cross-sectional functions in the city code and work a diverse range of stakeholders to make recommendations to council for modernizing practices to equally provide services to more Portland. But I noticed on Commissioner Udaly's Facebook post and the city website a few weeks ago that she said she wanted to slow the process down, listen to other voices, and maybe revise the code proposed language. Her October 7th email, however, does not seem to reflect slowing things down. NAs do want to slow the process down so they can give input on how 3.69 code should be revised and not just have Civic Life try to sell us something that we did not have a chance involved in drafting. NAs think that they should be consulted and the commissioner should be revise a proposal based on their input as well. Convene focus groups with neighborhood associations, listen to how they think the code should be updated, and the standards should be revised and not just eliminated. Will there be a new process to take input from stakeholders groups such as neighborhood associations and coalitions? Will there be a public involvement plan and project management plan put together that stakeholders can comment on before the process starts? And what will all this timeline look like? Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amy Wilson. Thank you. So as Claire mentioned, our district coalitions are in a state of chaos right now due to the funding. 40 plus years ago, the city worked hard to set up an engagement system for the citizens. As Gretchen Cafori was known to say, the city funded NAs to argue with them, which is great. Like anything important, ongoing dedicated funding was established to support it, and a bureau was put in charge of ensuring its success. Coalitions were the intermediary layer that then hired staff, committed to leasing building space and managed their costs to provide the on-the-ground support. And because of these committed expenses, coalitions have to rely on reasonably predictable funding. However, OCCL has upended this model in favor of a competitive bidding process, where instead of being seen as partners and collaborators, coalitions are now applicants being pitted against each other, as well as community groups. In the past, as Claire mentioned, five-year contracts were the norm. Now coalitions are being told they will only be offered 12-month contracts with no dollar figure attached. How can you plan? At its root, the neighborhood association system functions as a citizen's check on government to address the mistakes caused by top-down policies that ignore citizen input. But instead of empowering grassroots citizens to fearlessly engage in important decision-making, groups of politically unpopular ideas could now surely be rejected. An irritating coalition could just be starved into folding. It reminds me of the Reagan administration when they wanted to get the government size down so small you could drown it in a bathtub. We should not be upending our funding model until a code revision is adopted. This competitive bidding model is in direct contradiction to current code, which clearly requires OCCL to support coalitions. But support staff have been fired and the funding process is in chaos right now. There is a real possibility that if this incredibly divisive process continues, it could cause great harm to our community's ability to come together to work on solving problems in the future. This process already is ripping at the social fabric of our community. There is already a growing resentful division happening between civic volunteers who used to be natural allies. Mistrust and disparagement are beginning to take root, and that is really frightening to those of us that are in the trenches right now. My two requests from you would be, restore the five-year contracts with the coalitions so that they can stabilize, we can reduce the tensions, and hopefully all move forward together to make improvements in the system. The other is, we really need to engage an independent public involvement and citizen engagement professional or professionals to be a neutral party to help guide us and move us forward beyond the growing mistrust and bring us back together. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your testimony. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank each of you for coming and say I think I can speak for my colleagues to say all of us have spent a lot of time with neighborhood associations over the last few months. Let me say that I think there's a reawakening, an acknowledgement that neighborhood associations are not all created equally. They have not, as traditionally, represented all the voices and communities, so there will be changes coming. I hope you've heard that it has been slowed down, so nothing will be voted on before another process has been created to supplement the work that's already been done. I think the very good news is that every neighborhood association, all 91 of them, are awake and aware that they need to look around the community and figure out who's not at the table and get them to the table. And so I look forward to working with my colleagues and all the neighborhood associations to make sure that we live our values, which is we represent everyone. Not a specific demographic group, but everyone. And I would love to hear neighborhood associations come here and tell us how they're going to achieve that goal, right? That's the question. The question is, if you will exist for another 45 years, how do you represent the community that you represent? So thank you all for being here. Thank you for being willing to be part of the solution, right? But I got to tell you, if I never have another meeting with another neighborhood association, at least in the next 6 months, right? Because I've talked to a lot of people, and everybody has the same message, right? Yes, we're not working the way we're supposed to. Yes, we're not totally representative of our community. Yes, we know we need to change, right? So let's just do the work and make it so.
I would love to invite you to a King Neighborhood Association meeting. And
I
you
come
can
to all of them. I'd be happy. You just contact
Please
my
do.
Office.
No, we would love it.
I'm at meetings every night, so
yay!
Just invite me.
We appreciate your
Thank
willingness.
You. Appreciate yes. you coming.
Thank you.
Commissioner Udaly.
Is there one more person?
Carla, is there one more person signed up?
It was Avery Picard. He may not be here.
Is Avery Picard here? Commissioner Udaly?
Yeah, thanks. Well, I want to thank you all for coming here today. Mr. Tepley, I'm going to politely decline your invitation to come back for the time being. If my experience at your gallery was any indication of the safe space you provide for everyone to participate, I wouldn't want to come back. There is clearly still a lot of misunderstanding in the community about the process and the proposal. So I want to invite all of you to visit Winta Johannes in my office. She's my liaison to Civic Life. She has been working closely on this issue since the beginning, and hopefully she can clear up some of the confusion that you have. We have a busy agenda today. I'm not going to have a conversation from the dais with you, but that's the first step, would be you talking to Winta. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.